Revolting People by Andy Hamilton and Jay Tarsis, with Jay Tarsis, James Fleet, Hugh Dennis, Tony Maudsley, Jan Ravens, Penelope Nice, and Andy Hamilton.
So you're writing in your journal then?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Do you fancy a little conversation?
Nope.
Why not?
Because it'll turn stupid.
Well, why would the conversation turn stupid?
Because it'd be with you. Now, if you'll just excuse me...
I had this amazing dream last night, yeah. For some reason, I was riding this huge white buffalo through the streets of Baltimore, and I rode it through the cemetery, and then right through the middle of a funeral, actually, and then straight through the doors of a brothel, where I used the buffalo as payment for the sexual services of identical conjoined triplets from Mexico who pleasured me as I licked custard and clotted cream off their naked... Oh, no, wait, that happened. it's all coming back to me now. God, what a night that was, yeah. They are interesting things, though, dreams, aren't they, eh? Now, did you know that the Chinese believe that you should never wake a sleeping man because a dream is your soul leaving your body on a nightly excursion before it returns? And that is why, if you come across a sleeping Chinaman, you should...
Just leave him be.
No, wake him up for a laugh. Believe me, there is nothing funnier than a terrified Chinaman who thinks he just lost his soul. And I've seen a few in my time, I can tell you.
Listen, McGurk, I'm trying to write my journal here.
Oh, all right, what are you writing? Anything seditious?
It's a personal journal, McGurk, therefore it's private.
Well, I'm a sergeant. Read it to me, come on.
Absolutely not.
All right, then, do you fancy a game of football?
What?
Football! It's a great old English game. Yeah, the whole village, right, divides itself into two teams of a couple of hundred players each, and then they play up and down the mud-filled high street, madly kicking this sheep's bladder filled with air. It's not very comfortable for the sheep, of course. But...
No, Joshua used to play a game like that.
Really?
Yeah, it was called skunk ball. Didn't catch on. Don't know why, but... Now, if you'll just excuse me.
Oh, come on, Sam. Talk to me, please.
Find something to do. Oh. Arrest some Americans.
Done it. Suspicious and troublesome colonists are packed in the pokey like sardines. Baltimore's buttoned up and quiet and dull as dishwater.
You really think so?
Yeah. Snooze city.
Well, you should be aware that, even as we speak, the Continental Congress is convening in Philadelphia, where the likes of John Adams, Benjamin Franklin, and Thomas Jefferson will change the name of our nation from the United Colonies to the United States and draft the Declaration of Independence that will light the fuse of war.
That's a lot of information for one sentence.
Well, it's because it's history. At least it will be in the future, once it's happened.
Ah, yeah, but not all history pans out the way you're expecting, though, does it? I mean, well, take the Battle of Palermo in 1761. There we stood. Two great armies waiting to do battle. Then someone comes running down and says the field's already been booked for a children's party.
Yeah, well, the American Revolution is going to happen. Sniff the air. Can't you smell it?
Nope, can't smell a thing. No nostrils.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Of course.
Lost them in Bavaria at the Battle of Limburger.
Never heard of that one.
Yeah, a little known town with a very big stench. Hmm. If you were fated to get your nose shot off, that was the battle to do it in.
Well, you mark my words, we're teetering on the brink.
Yeah, not in Baltimore, and I'll tell you why. Our new commander, Colonel Wycherley's got the situation here under total control. He's our nastiest martinet yet. They call him Wicked Witch. Wicked Witch Wycherley. Get it? Wicked Witch Wycherley.
Yeah, I get it. Why do you keep saying it over and over?
Because it might turn out to be important information later on. Who knows? Oh, it's Mary. Hello, Mary.
Hello, Sergeant McGurk. Father, I want to speak to you about my pig. I'm very distressed.
About your what?
My pig, Miss Fatty.
What about her?
Him. Miss Fatty is a lad.
Well, why did you give a boy pig a girl pig's name?
To prove that Americans can do irony.
Oh.
Anyway, Miss Fatty's been confiscated by the British brutes.
Confiscated?
Confiscated.
By the British brutes?
Why do you keep repeating everything I say and turning it into a question?
Do I do that?
Yes! Oh, Miss Fatty has been my faithful pet since I was a small child, and I'm on the verge of tears.
Well, who confiscated him?
It was a Colonel Wycherley.
Uh-oh, he's the one they call Wicked Wycherley.
Really? Hadn't heard that one before.
Yeah, that's Wicked Wycherley.
Will you just stop doing that?
Witcherly claims Miss Fatty was running through the streets frightening horses and defacing private property.
Was she?
He. And it depends on your definition of streets, horses, private, and property.
Well, Mary, it might be more prudent if we just...
Don't give me your prudent hogwash, you fence-sitter! You must demand the British Army release my pig and get a signed apology while you're at it.
You know, armies tend not to be big on apologies, Mary. It's not really what they're...
What? Are you afraid of those mangy, crimson-backed, vicious English thugs and murderers? Is that your problem, Father? A case of yellow fever? Sergeant McGurk, will you help me?
Oh, I would if I could, miss, but I'm handicapped and on temporary leave from the service until I get my defective eye, leg, arm, and nostril sewed back on.
Oh, one has no guts, the other has no parts. Pathetic. What next?
Miss Fatty's gone.
We know, Joshua. The British have confiscated
What's confiscated?
Requisitioned.
Oh, no. You mean dead?
No. Not dead. Confiscated.
Which is? And don't say requisitioned.
Purloined. He was purloined.
Oh, that's a great help.
He was taken. And you have to get him back.
Me? Well, why me?
Well, because Father's a chicken and McGurk's lost his bits and you're large.
Yeah, but I'm simple. I can't grasp basic rudimentary concepts.
Right. So you won't help me either?
Well, sadly, I don't have the mental capacity.
Oh, well, I suppose I'll just have to go to the heavily guarded British barracks, a solitary woman all on my own and defenseless at huge personal risk to try and get Miss Fatty back myself.
I guess so.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mary.
Just a pig.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you for seeing me, Colonel Witcherly. I'm so stormy a day.
You have 30 seconds.
I want Miss Fatty back.
I'm sorry. Was that colonial baby babble?
My pig. Miss Fatty's my pig.
Oh, that pig. The subversive pig. Disorderly and out past curfew without a lead. Which means she's now property of the King's Army.
Miss Fatty is a he.
Miss Fatty is bacon.
He is not. I hear him in the other room.
That's a different pig.
No, I know my own pigs. Oink.
Go, Yankee hoyden, before you're caught in the storm that's brewing, and be thankful I haven't yet clapped you in irons for insolence and insubordination.
You have no jurisdiction over me.
Oh, no, my pretty. We'll see about that. Guard! Arrest this riffraff, and then slaughter her pig.
You keep your hands off me! I'm getting out of here, and I'm taking Miss Fatty with me! Oh, there you are, Miss Fatty! Oh, I've got you! Let's get you out of here!
Impressive! She's carrying a pig that outweighs her, whilst at the same time waving a pistol in my face.
I'm going to report your infringement of my pig's rights to the Continental Congress in Philadelphia right now!
You won't get far. I'll hunt you down and string you up.
Oh, yeah? You and whose army? So long, Witcherly.
Citizens of Baltimore, this promises to be the storm of the century. Don't get left out in the rain. Buy an Ezekiel Spriggs insurance policy right now at pre-disaster price and laugh as your home is destroyed. Spriggs will pay the damages. How do we do it? We're crazy. So step right up and sign up. We won't be undersold. Spriggs Insurance, helping Baltimoreans rebuild since 1774. Who's that? Why, it's my sister-in-law, Mary.
Ezekiel, what are you doing? Standing here at the edge of the forest, shouting into the wind. That's ludicrous even for you.
And running around in the rain with a pig is sensible.
I'm a fugitive. You have no excuse.
I'm trying to earn a living to support my family. And until this hurricane drove everyone indoors, I was doing very well, too. I've sold almost one policy. Perhaps I could interest you.
Not now. I have to get to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia? That's 100 miles from here. You'll be torn to shreds by gale force winds. You'll drown in a flash flood. Plus, you're carrying a pig. What you need is one of my third-party fire and caught in a natural disaster with a pig policies.
But I must speak to the Continental Congress.
The Continental Congress can do their due diligence without you. Go home.
Why should I?
Because you know what they say. There's no place like home. There's certainly no place like my home. It's a loveless, baby-filled hellhole. Your sister Cora has thrown me out of our house until I can bring in some decent money. which is why I'm standing out in the rain, selling insurance policies to rocks.
Oh, I haven't got time for this. So long, Ezekiel!
Think about insurance. I'm here day and night.
Oh, my. You are a heavy boy, Miss Fatty. And the sky's getting darker, and I've probably lost my way. What's that, Miss Fatty? You see a cave? Oh, I see it now. It's clear across that ravine, and the flood water's raging. We'll never make it. Oh, but we have no choice. Wycherley's army is hot in pursuit. Into the roiling water, then. Hold on to your snout, Miss Fatty. What, Miss Fatty? You say you can't swim? Oh, that doesn't matter. The fall will probably kill you anyway. Look out for that tree, Miss Fatty. Oh, it's going to fall on us. Oh, mercy! Oh, where am I? Oh, my. I'm in a cave. And the sun is shining. And birds are singing. In short bursts. Well, this is all fine and dandy, and I'm fortunate to have survived the worst hurricane in the recorded history of Baltimore, but, oh dear, what has become of Miss Fatty? Where can he be?
Over here, Mary.
Oh, whoa, whoa, you're not my pig.
Well, I am, or rather, I was, but now I've transmogrified back into the form of the man you're so very fond of.
What are you talking about? And where is Miss Fatty? What have you done with him?
It's just you and me, Mary, alone in a cave.
You're going to have to give me more than that.
Very well. By way of explanation, I ventured out in the storm last night looking for you. Rumor had it you were on the run from my commanding officer, Colonel Wycherley. I knew if he found you, he'd either have his way with you and kill you, or kill you and have his way with you. Either way, I found it objectionable and was determined not to let it happen. I don't approve of murdering and assaulting women. That's just me. Call me old-fashioned, but that's the sort of thing that I just cannot abide. Anyway, I found you clinging to a branch in the river, soaked to the skin. So I carried you to this promontory, then slew Colonel Wycherley. And now I'm a hunted man myself, perhaps a traitor. But no tribunal would ever find me guilty, because what I did for love.
Blah, blah, blah. Where's my pig?
I am that pig. Don't you see, Mary? We're just players in your dream, where nothing's what it seems. Red is blue, and day is night, and good is bad, and apples are oranges. But love is still love.
Oh, shut up, you're an idiot.
This is no dream. If I was dreaming, you'd be a muscular but naive Viking. No, no. I'm awake. I must find my pig and get to Philadelphia.
Very well. I'll help you. Let's go.
All right, but that'll involve me putting my clothes on. Turn your face away, please.
It's turned.
You're peeking.
I'm not.
Yes, you are.
Look, it doesn't matter if I see you naked, Mary, because this is just a dream.
Oh, yeah, like I haven't heard that before.
It's a dream, Mary, which is just as well. Otherwise, those 1,500 green dwarves standing in the mouth of the cave would be quite disconcerting.
Are not green dwarves. Don't call us green dwarves.
Sorry, green midgets.
We're not green midgets either. We're gherkins.
Gherkins?
And we are forever in your debt because you killed Wicked Wycherley, who tormented and pickled us. He dipped us in brine for his own amusement. We were just innocent cucumbers leading quiet lives, which is pretty much the norm for a cucumber, when along came Wycherley with his obscene jars of death. But now he is dead.
It wasn't me who killed him.
Well, someone did. Look over there. See his feet sticking out from under that chicken coop? He's as dead as a door.
Nail.
What?
Well, the expression is as dead as a door nail.
Look, I'm only a gherkin. Give me a break, will you? I mean, it's a miracle I can speak at all. I don't even have a mouth.
I'm sorry.
You've got to lower your expectations, well, pal.
In future, I'll try not to expect too much of gherkins.
Good.
And it was me, by the way. I killed Wycherley.
You killed him?
Yes.
But he was a fellow redcoat.
Yes.
Then you'll be hanged. Hmm.
I know.
We don't have necks, so we can't be hanged. Yes, it's one of the few pluses of being a gherkin.
How come only the two of you ever get to say anything?
We're the spokes gherkins.
Do you know the way to Philadelphia?
They're doing it again. How the hell would we know the way to Philadelphia? Oh, hang on, I'll just look it up on the map I don't possess. Unfold it with the arms I don't have, and then read it with my non-existent eyes.
All right, it was only a question.
So, other gherkin, do you know the way?
No, I don't know. You have to follow the Freedom Trail.
Did you say follow the Yellow Brick Road?
No, are you deaf or something? Clear your ears out.
Come on, Mary, we're wasting our time here.
Oh, I can't walk to Philadelphia in these shoes.
Well, perhaps you could borrow Witchley's boots.
What? I can't take the boots off a dead guy.
I'll take them. He won't need them where he's going.
Why? What's going to become of him?
Chutney. That's what's going to become of him. We're making him into good old English chutney. And what goes around comes around.
Yeah.
A gherkin never forgets.
Well, we're off to Philadelphia. History is going to be made there, you know.
Yeah, whatever.
Bye then.
Yeah, bye. And don't take any wooden pickles.
It's funny, you know something? They weren't how I imagined talking gherkins at all.
No, I know what you mean. I pictured them taller.
I thought they had a bit of an attitude.
Well, it's not easy being green. How are you faring in those boots?
Oh, I'm tired. The sun's going down and we're nowhere. And I hear rustling in the underbrush. Maybe it's Miss Fanny.
Well, it appears to be a woman. Doesn't she look like your sister, Cora?
Oh, you're right. She looks exactly like my sister, apart from the fact that she's wearing a frilly gown and a halo and is hovering 4 feet in the air.
Again, I would argue, indicative of a dream.
Cora? Oh, Cora, is that you?
Listen, May, I'm glad we bumped into each other. I have some important announcements for you. First, ding-dong, Witchley's not dead. Those were fake feet sticking out of the coop.
Then I didn't kill him, and I'm not going to be hanged for treason.
That's the good news. You are, however, going to be hanged for desertion and offering succor to my sister.
Succor?
It sounds worse than it is.
Any other news?
I'm pregnant.
Well, that's hardly news.
How about that's wonderful, Cora? We're so happy for you.
That's wonderful, Cora. And unusual, a pregnant hovering fairy, not something you see every day.
So, who's the lucky father?
What's that supposed to mean?
Well, it seems your husband's been denied access to your chamber of late.
Mary, I'm a fairy. There needn't be access in the conventional sense. Anyway, you best make tracks. You've still got hills to climb. Mind the gaps.
Well, now I'm frightened, Walter. And I'm so cold. Maybe you should put your arm around me.
We should keep moving.
I said put your arm around me.
Oh, right.
Rightly. Keep it up high on my shoulder.
All right.
Slightly lower.
Oh, right.
And a bit to the left.
Uh-huh.
Circular motion might be nice.
Oh, it's cruel the way you keep toying with the poor sap.
Who said that?
I did, over here.
My God, but you're a scarecrow.
Yeah, I'm really scary. Boo, doesn't that give you the willies?
Ooh, you look like someone I know.
Well, it'd be hard for me to look like someone you don't know.
And you're lippy like him, too. And you've got the same repulsive, whining, nasal voice.
Are you chatting me up?
His name's Sergeant McGurk, my father's shady business partner, currently on medical leave from the British Army.
Is that so?
The resemblance is uncanny.
Oh, you know him as well, then?
I'm his superior.
You reckon?
What?
Nothing.
I expect you're wondering where we're both headed.
No, not really.
Well, we're off to see the Congress, the wonderful Congress of Philadelphia.
Why?
Because of all the wonderful things it'll do. Oh, why don't you come with us, straw man?
How?
Well, you can walk, can't you?
Don't ask me. This is her dream.
I am not dreaming.
Oh, face it, lady. You need to lay off the cheese at bedtime. Next thing you know, you'll be imagining Tim Men like that 7-foot-tall kindly simpleton over there.
Oh, why, yes, I see him now. Hello, Tin Man.
Who said that?
Oh, I did. Behind you.
I can't turn around.
You need some oil.
You got any?
No, we don't, but maybe when we get to Philadelphia, we could ask the Continental Congress to enact legislation imposing a duty of care in the workplace as part of its Declaration of Independence.
What's that got to do with a squirt of oil?
Oh, it's all part of what we're fighting for.
Oil? Why would anybody fight for oil?
Oh, come with us, Tin Man.
No, that'd only be an embarrassment to you. I don't have a brain, and someone with no brain isn't going to fit in a Congress.
You don't know much about politics, do you?
I don't know much about anything, except creaking and rusting.
You're so like my brother, Joshua.
Does he have a brain?
The jury's still out.
Actually, Tin Man, I think you're selling yourself short. You must have a brain. Because without a brain, how on earth would you be able to speak?
You know, that's really not very helpful. If you keep pointing out these loopholes, we're going to be here all night. I mean, in dreams, anything can happen, can't it? Your ghoulies can turn into fruit bats and fly off into the jungle where they're devoured by winged panthers.
Have I been talking in my sleep again?
I keep telling you, this is not a dream. I'm off to see the Congress with a scarecrow, a tin man, and possibly an elephant.
An elephant?
You don't see that pink elephant?
Oh, the pink one. Oh, I was looking at the standard grey one.
I'm going to talk to him.
Well, I suggest you be civil to him, Mary, because A, he's an elephant and could trample us to death, and B, if you're nice to him, he might give us a ride to Philadelphia.
Oh, now you stop that! If you think you're frightening us, you're wrong!
I'm sorry, don't yell at me.
Now hand over that trumpet! That's better!
Sorry.
Oh, you cringe just like my father, you know that?
Sorry. Sorry I tried to frighten you, but I'm a large creature, and in nature the large are supposed to dominate. On the other hand, I'm pink.
That's probably causing you quite a lot of emotional conflict.
Yeah, you're right. Secretly, I think I'm very meek, but I use my size to avoid confrontation. And with the loud trumpeting, I'm probably overcompensating for my lack of aggression.
Textbook case.
Yeah, but if I don't do that, I end up being so passive that the passiveness itself becomes a form of aggression.
Classic.
You shouldn't worry about being big and meek. I don't.
Oh, that's right. You know what they say? The meek shall inherit the earth.
Yeah, well, that is bollocks, by the way.
No, I'm just trying to make him feel better.
I wish I could find some dignity and courage from somewhere.
The place to find dignity and courage is in Congress.
I'm saying nothing.
Come with us to Philadelphia.
Philadelphia?
Oh, come on, Tin Man, Scarecrow, Elephant, let's go!
Philadelphia's a hell of a schleck.
Where would we stay?
Yeah, what are the hotels like? Do they take elephants?
Oh, no, I hear Witcherly's dogs.
Well, that's great, just what we need when we're so, so close.
We must hide.
Where?
Behind the elephant.
Oh, no, that's the first place they'll look.
Wrong, little lady, this is the first place we'll look.
All right, you've got us. Call off your dogs.
Call off your elephant and I'll call off my dog.
Oh, that's a cowardly elephant, sir. He won't attack. He's pink.
Well, my dogs are just barkers. They won't tear you limb from limb, don't worry. I'm sorry if they scared you.
Hold on. You've turned very polite.
Oh, isn't it? Look at me closer, Captain. Notice anything different?
That hideous dueling scar which went from your forehead down to your lip and then back up to your forehead is gone.
How did you manage that?
Easily. I never had a hideous dueling scar. My twin brother, Dirk Witcherly, did. He was evil. I was brought in yesterday to replace him. I'm David, the good Witcherly. But people call me Dave.
Oh, where's my pig?
Your pig's dead. I'm kidding. Miss Fatty's fine. She's home rolling around in her slop. You should have seen your face.
Why would you even joke about something like that?
I'm a Witcherly. We've got a mischievous streak, I'm sorry.
And my court-martial? What's the status on that?
Unchanged. You're going to be hanged. I'm kidding again!
That's not funny, sir.
Oh, come on. Can't a person have a joke at another person's expense anymore? I don't know. Everyone's so serious these days. Now, let's all have a beer and go home.
How do we get there from here?
Just click my brother's boots together and repeat ad nauseam, "There's no place like home," until your voice goes all echoey and starts to fade away.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Nothing's happening.
Did you close your eyes?
You didn't say anything about closing my eyes.
Yes, I did.
You did not.
Yes, I did.
Close your eyes, Mary.
You did not say anything about closing my eyes.
Close your bloody eyes, woman, all right?
There's no place like home. There's no place like home. There's no place like home. Ooh, that last one was very echoey.
Mary? Mary? Wake up, Mary.
Oh, Father, where am I? Oh, why, I see where I am now. Back home in my own little bed, surrounded by the people I love.
You gave us quite a fright, Mary.
You took a real bash to the head.
You've been vomiting all night. It was disgusting.
Yeah, you might have brain damage.
Sergeant, that's not very helpful.
Well, I'm just injecting a note of realism. I mean, a tree fell on her, for God's sake. Statistically speaking.
Quiet, Sergeant.
I had this strange and wonderful dream. You were all in it. There were these little green talking condiments and... Oh, Cora, you were a fairy.
A fairy?
And Father was a pink elephant.
An elephant.
And Ezekiel, oh, you were a ridiculous insurance salesman.
Oh, no. Really?
And Joshua...
Wait, I am an insurance salesman.
Joshua, you...
No, not a ridiculous one, of course.
So what was Joshua, Mary?
Oh, he was made of tin and had no brain.
Tin man with no brain? How neat is that?
What was I?
You were a pig.
Oh, no.
But a pig who metamorphosized into a handsome and gallant champion.
But did he have no brain? I don't think so.
Gallant champion, eh?
What's metamorphosis?
Change.
Oh, and gallant?
Brave.
Wow, she likes you.
Oh, I like everybody, because everybody's wonderful. That's what I learned from my dream, that there's no place like home, and that people are basically good, and that trying to walk to Philadelphia is stupid. I learned all that from the magical land I visited, somewhere over the rainbow.
Definitely some brain damage.
Can you just shut up?
Well, you're ruining the mood here.
Oh, Miss Patty, Miss Patty, you're safe too.
He saved your life, Mary. After that branch knocked you into the river, this little pig jumped into the raging waters and dragged you by the scruff of your neck to the safety of the riverbank in an act of extraordinary heroism.
So maybe we won't butcher him this week.
May I come in?
Why, it's mean old Colonel Wycherley.
Not anymore. I come in peace. I've decided to try and get along with you colonials. There's no reason we can't all live in harmony until such time as we have to blow each other's heads off. So please accept this jar of pickles as a peace offering.
God bless you, Colonel Wycherley.
God bless you, Mary.
God bless us all.
God bless us, everyone.
And Merry Christmas.
It's May the 17th.
Yes, but it's Christmas in our hearts.
All right, I'm going to vomit now.
Revolting People featured Jay Tarsis as Samuel, Andy Hamilton as Sergeant McGurk, Jan Ravens as Mary, and James Fleet as Captain Brimshaw. Ezekiel was played by Hugh Dennis, Joshua by Tony Maudsley, Cora by Penelope Nice, with Philip Pope and Michael Fenton Stevens. Revolting People was written by Jay Tarsis and Andy Hamilton and produced by Paul Mayhew Archer.